You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful. Listen to A Really Good Cry on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, guys? Happy week 2. Welcome into NFL Fantasy Q&A. Kimmy checks, Adam Rank. We finally have seen regulation NFL football.
Right.
We can stop the madness of just overanalyzing preseason games.
Well, now we overreact to stuff that we've seen.
In training camp. Because we weren't overacting before.
Never. But I, you know what's funny is I surprisingly did well this week. I thought it was a disaster because in my league of record, my team is garbage. It's already done. I have CeeDee Lamb. It's over. But in my other leagues, I have a league that has that it's very quarterback heavy. So I made sure to get Patrick Mahomes.
Oh.
And he carried. I changed my fantasy team name to Game of Mahomes.
Oh, I love that. You did that just for me.
Did, totally.
And now you got the Patrick Mahomes little.
I love it. Now you sit next to me.
Little dude right next to you. As a reminder, if you guys have questions, we want to help answer them. So tweet us at NFL Fantasy on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And hopefully we can answer some. Speaking of questions, people got questions. A lot of takeaways after week one. There was some big news. So let's go straight to the tweets. This one right here, you just mentioned CeeDee Lamb. Speaking of, what do we do with CeeDee Lamb in the absence of Dak? Before you get into that question, let's preface it by saying it feels incredibly weird to talk about fantasy football after we've seen a really serious injury to any player, but especially a guy like Dak Prescott.
Yeah, and the Cowboys said this morning, you know, that they will not put Dak on the IR, which means they're gonna rush him back like they did with the Seahawks did with Russell Wilson last season. But okay, we have to talk about it though.
I know, we just have to get that out of the way.
Thoughts and prayers, but who's in the will? No, the one thing that you can't ignore, you can't trade CeeDee Lamb, you can't cut him. So we're pot committed at this point. Phil Hellmuth would be sitting here telling me, like, listen, you're in this pot. You got to try to bluff your way out of it. The 11 targets is significant. I expect Cooper Rush to come in and do the same thing. And they were playing a good defense with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. A lot of people expect them to be a Super Bowl contender. I'm with it. I'm in. I'm in this fight now.
You're fully in. Even if Cooper Rush is a quarterback.
What are we going to do? There's nothing you can do.
That's true. I mean, do you think there's a situation, obviously, where now they it's going to be more of a run-dependent team
I just hope that it's so dire that they're in situations where they have to throw the football. And you hope that 11 targets translates a little bit more.
Right.
Like if you could bump that up to 6 receptions
rather than the 2.
80 yards, yeah. And we're getting 14 points in a full-scale PPR. All right, I'll live with it. He's probably the top 3 receiver on your team, even with Cooper Rush. So again, we got to play him unless you have amazing options. I have Justin Jefferson in my second city league, which is going to be the only league I care about in the fantasy live league. I have Justin Jefferson in both those leagues. I have CeeDee Lamb in both those leagues. I'm like, well, I got Justin Jefferson, so I can wade through CeeDee
right.
Lamb.
All right, but we're sticking with CeeDee Lamb. Another question, Dan the man, he wants to wonder, is it too soon to panic over Trey Lance? Dan, do you not know who this man Adam Rank is? He, in week one, when the 49ers were playing the Chicago Bears, right. He warned me, he warned everybody. You yourself said, hey, this Trey Lance situation may not be the Jalen Hurts breakout that you think.
Yeah, when they play elite-level defenses like the Bears, I know they'll have the Rams on the schedule, it's going to be difficult for him to score points because he's going to be able to go out there and run the football. But when they force him to throw it, like he made some nice throws. Everybody's mm-hmm. like, well, he made some nice things on tape. By the way, watch that sack right there was hilarious. None of his linemen helped him up. Like the linemen really seemed to love him. Like not so much. Like he makes some plays. Like that's not a great play. But like he puts stuff on tape. This is probably the overthrow. Nope, that's actually a nice grab. Like he does stuff where you're like, yeah, he's got some ability, but oh, it's going to be a rough go. Like it's going to be so run dependent. If he doesn't go out there and rush for 80 yards, if he doesn't go out there and run for a touchdown, it's going to be very difficult for him to be an elite level fantasy player.
The 49ers are playing the Seahawks here in week 2.
They'll beat them. It'll be
on
fine.
Monday Night Football. So you're fine. You're saying don't panic. This is start them.
Yeah, I would start them this week. Don't. Seahawks right. coming off a high after beating Russell Wilson. They're going to mail it in next week. The 49ers will beat them by 40. Like, it'll be fine.
All right, bold prediction. We love it on a Tuesday. This next question, is Derrick Henry for DeAndre Swift a bad idea? This is a spicy question because you were talking about DeAndre Swift yesterday on Fantasy Live. So I'm excited for you to break this down.
You know what? I can't believe that the person who has DeAndre Swift wants to make that deal. But I actually like that. I like getting Derrick Henry. Because DeAndre Swift is not getting the ball near the goal line.
Yep, it was Jamal Williams.
That's going to be a problem for me. I think Derrick Henry, I mean, 82 rushing yards. Like, he was not bad in that game against the Giants. And at some point, and listen, I know this sounded like a joke earlier in the year, but when Malik Willis becomes the quarterback, I think that offense becomes even more dynamic. Not that Ryan Tannehill's not athletic. I think Malik Willis is a little bit of a different player, and I think that's really going to unlock Derrick Henry. I think I can't believe people are panicking on Derrick. I can't believe it. What am I talking about? It's fantasy football. That's what we do. But I love Derrick Henry. I would not want to get rid of him. I would not want to be a part. Nope. I would hate to do that.
Oh, God.
Sorry, Tony.
This is a tough one, Tony. So Rank's a little split
I like
on that
the person.
Decision.
If Tony's been offered this, like I like the person who's offering up DeAndre Swift. Like, way to go.
You just don't like the receiving end.
DeAndre Swift and Miles Sanders, two guys I would absolutely sell high on right now.
All right. There you go, Tony. There is your answer. All right, guys. We went to Twitter. We asked a poll over at NFL Fantasy. The question was, which running back surprised you the most in week one? The four options, Saquon Barkley, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, James Robinson, or Cordarrelle Patterson. And the overwhelming answer was Saquon.
I find that offensive.
Why?
I feel as an NFL Fantasy team, we did a great job over the last week, not only talking up Saquon Barkley, I feel like everybody, like I mean, we're in this bubble.
Yeah.
Where I feel like everybody was pretty down, or not down on, but like down with Saquon Barkley. Like I was trying to get him in spots. I regret not having more of it because I think that this is a huge opportunity for him. And I loved everything that we saw out of him. I love the whole vibe that's going on with the Brian Daboll team. And we also have been talking up Clyde Edwards-Helaire. You know, I pointed out, I think on this show last week, you know, Brian Westbrook, who CEH was compared to favorably coming into the draft, was awful his first two seasons in Philadelphia before finally getting some solid footing. And then I think that it's just hard to be a running back, especially a rookie running back in an Andy Reid system. Mm-hmm. So, you know what? You should not have been surprised. I'm upset with you all for being shocked. Who surprised you? Like Aaron Jones not being good should have been the answer. But you know who was good is AJ Dillon, another guy that we've been talking about. Like we even said last week, like if you miss out on Aaron Jones, don't sweat it. Just go get AJ Dillon.
Right.
That panned out too. So Aaron Jones would have been the proper answer that he was not as good as we thought.
But overwhelmingly, it was all Saquon. I think just the whole injury concern situation, people are haters, Adam Ring says. That's why a lot of people were kind of down on him, regardless of how much we hyped him. I remember on Total Access, I was there with Mike Yam, and we were kind of breaking down a first round mock draft. And I was like, it's shocking to me that Saquon's not here towards the end of the first. He's like no one's picking him. He's going in the second round. I was like, that's a huge miss. And Mike Yam, he gave me so much crap for it. He's like, it's Saquon, he's injury, this, that, and the other. And I'm like, just you wait. And then I saw him on Monday and I was like, really, Mike Yam? Now you want to wait?
Mike Yam.
Now you want to wait and he's the RB1?
Oh, where's Mike Yam at now?
Yeah, he's quiet.
He's out doing NFL Explained. Where you're not gonna be on this fantasy show.
No.
I'm not bringing you on.
No, we kicked you off, Mike
Yam. Oh, my gosh.
Those are our biggest surprises over at the Twitter poll. Let's rip through some more fan questions, though, Adam Rank. This one coming from the Steel Curtain. How do you replace Dak Prescott?
You know, I think a lot of people will look at Geno and Carson Wentz and be like, oh, these guys were great. And I'm like, no, we're not playing this game. Like once people get tape on those quarterbacks and go look at what they did well, like they're going to get shut down.
Okay.
I would look at Trevor Lawrence, who had a nice game. Mm-hmm. He was okay. 275. The touchdowns will happen. Matt Ryan this week's got the Jacksonville Jaguars, who gave up 4 touchdowns to Carson Wentz last week. That's what, like, you shouldn't be looking at the quarterback. Like, who did they play?
Right.
And you're like, okay, the Jags are now playing the Colts. I expect Matt Ryan to have similar success to Carson Wentz. I think Matt Ryan's probably a better quarterback than Carson Wentz. So I'm going to go with Matt Ryan.
But do you think week two, right, if people are trying to replace Dak Prescott, they should go with a guy who they can play rest of season? Or do they play, like, straight up matchup?
You might need to. I think Matt Ryan gives me enough comfort to – yeah, we might be able to ride this out.
Okay.
But you also might have to stream. It's not ideal.
That's your answer to the Steel Curtain. This one, you're going to love it. What's the deal with Allen Robinson?
I mean, he played, what, 95% of the snaps?
He was wide open.
He was open a lot of the time. I don't know what else you could ask for. I mean, I'm not throwing him the football. At some point, you know, Matthew Stafford's going to have to decide if he's going to get other people involved or not. I expect Matt Stafford to bounce back this week. They got the Falcons. They're going to blow that team out. That's another one. Like, everybody's down on the Rams and everybody's down on the 49ers. Both those teams are going to win huge this week.
Mm. So Allen Robinson, week two. It's going to come, David Ford. This one, why does Sean McVay sticking with the Rams? Hate Cam Akers. 0 fantasy points.
You know what? I think a lot of it is Cam Akers needs to show that he's ready to play. You know, we got a brief glimpse of him at the end of last season coming back from that Achilles injury, and everybody's like, oh, okay, now we're all in.
Right.
But Sean McVay said during the offseason, like, listen, Daryl Henderson's not going away. And we had talked about this at great length, but, like, I don't know why everybody trusts Cam Akers, but they don't trust CMC and they don't trust Saquon Barkley. Like, those are two better running backs. Nobody wanted them. Everybody's shocked that Saquon Barkley had such a great game. But now you're surprised that Cam Akers didn't. Like, come on. Come on.
Next one. Come on. You're going to love this one. Is Darnell Mooney going to be that bad every week, or was it just the weather?
You know, it was a lot of it was the game plan of what they were doing. I think that the Bears were very content, especially in the early going, because their defense was playing so well and making stops that they're like, okay, we're going to slow play this. We're not going to go out there and we're not going to have a lot of try to do a lot of different things. They're just going to go out and try to win a football game. And that's exactly what they did. And unfortunately, it didn't lend itself to a lot of opportunities for Darnell Mooney, but they really do intend to get him the football. That's one where they forced it. I think that was a turning point of, like, you know, teams keying in on Darnell Mooney, Justin Fields trying to force it.
Yeah.
So that's why the Bears were successful in the second half. They're like, well, don't force it into Darnell Mooney. We're already making them bite up on the run. we're going to beat them with pop plays later. And they found Dante Pettis and they found Marquez Valdez-Scantling. Equanimeous St. Brown. Wrong former Packer. But when they went to Equanimeous St. Brown.
With hyphenated
name. On that play, Darnell Mooney wasn't even on the field.
Right.
They had put out there their run package, which is what, and they just like Getsy and Eberflus. Getsy mostly just suckered Kyle Shanahan into that. That was so great. That was such a great moment.
You're just the happiest Bears fan.
I was like, we were in a Bears bar, Rip Beer Company, down in Huntington Beach. We'll be there every week. Thank you. We, you know what? Just the excitement of like a well-coached and well-executed idea. So it didn't work out, but I think that Darnell Mooney's going to be just fine.
You think he'll be all right this week against the Packers?
No. That's a tough matchup. It's a tough defense. I think it's going to be a very similar game. A lot of running. Trying not to do too many things when it's time to make those big plays, they'll make it. Hopefully Darnell Mooney's the beneficiary, but at the same time, like, I don't know. That Packers defense is good, despite what the Vikings were able to do. That Packers defense is good.
All right, so maybe not week two Darnell Mooney, right. But long term,
we're fine.
A lot of questions that we've gotten already is, what do we do about the waiver wire, those injuries and banged up players, kind of giving fantasy managers a bit of a head scratcher early on this season. So I'm curious, who's your favorite waiver wire pickup of week two?
Well, I was looking at Warren with the Pittsburgh Steelers, but Najee Harris came out and said that his foot's fine. You look at the 49ers, Jeff Wilson Jr. is probably going to get first crack to win that job. Even though there are other guys there, we've been burned before. It feels like last season that we were picking up Eli Mitchell in week one after Jeff Wilson. No, it might have been Raheem Mostert who went down. It always feels like we have to go out and pick up a 49ers running back at some point. He probably should have been rostered in a lot of spots, but Jeff Wilson's going to get first crack. I'm going to go after it. I'm not going to spend a lot of fab. If you're in a league where your waiver wire doesn't reset,
mm-hmm.
like if you have, like I have first pick in my league of record, but if I don't use that pick this week, I'm first next week.
Got it.
I might not go in on Jeff Wilson unless it's an absolute need.
Got it.
Cause it's like there's other guys there.
Right.
Like we think it's going to be Jeff Wilson Jr., but you never know with Shanahan.
You never know. And his tricks.
Shanahanigans.
A waiver wire pickup that I kind of love this week that I was surprised he wasn't more rostered in NFL.com leagues. Right now, he's rostered in less than 24%. It's Tyler Boyd. I have wanted like all pieces of the Bengals offense. I know that week one game against the Steelers was weird. It was a kicker situation. It was a lot of weird situations happening there. But they go up against the Dallas Cowboys. And as of now, T. Higgins is still in concussion protocol. He left that game early. And Tyler Boyd just slots in perfectly as a wide receiver too. We know that most targets are going to go to Ja'Marr Chase. That's Joe Burrow's very favorite receiver. However, Tyler Boyd got in the end zone last week against the Steelers. For only being rostered in 24% of leagues, he's a very safe wide receiver three. And, you know, with T. Higgins on the sideline, why would you not? Because T. Higgins, I said, you can draft him as a wide receiver two, and he has wide receiver one upside. So the same kind of applies to Tyler Boyd.
No,
so a decent option on the wire.
Anytime he can get a piece of that offense, I think even as a standalone player, Tyler Boyd is worth rostering at a bare minimum.
Right, and he had double-digit fantasy points last week. So it's like, hey, he's just got to keep on keeping on, especially here in week two going up against the Dallas Cowboys. Those are our waiver wires. But coming up next, we're answering more of you guys' questions, this time about the quarterback spot.
Ooh.
Plus, our very favorite, don't at me, bro, our hot takes.
Don't at me, bro.
For week two. They're coming up.
You go into your shower feeling tired. But as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we push against typical societal norms. We embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful, providing a space for raw, unfiltered conversations that celebrate vulnerability and allow you to tune in to share, connect, and find comfort together.
Our tears come as a way to let us release what we can't hold anymore.
I trust that no one's ever going to find out those deepest, darkest secrets. Yeah,
it's been a hard day. She walks out, and this is what she looks like.
Oh my gosh, give her an Oscar!
Listen to A Really Good Cry with me, Radhi Devlukia, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this. But Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error. Get the Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we push against typical societal norms. We embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful, providing a space for raw, unfiltered conversations that celebrate vulnerability and allow you to tune in to share, connect, and find comfort together.
Our tears come as a way to let us release what we can't hold anymore.
I trust that no one's ever going to find out those deepest, darkest secrets.
Yeah, it's been a hard day. She walks out, and this is what she looks like.
Oh my gosh, give her an Oscar!
Listen to A Really Good Cry with me, Radhi Devlukia, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Plus is the league's new exclusive video streaming subscription service. NFL Plus has your game day covered with live and local primetime regular season and postseason games right on your phone or your tablet. NFL Plus is available in the NFL app and at NFL.com. Subscription plans start at just $4.99 a month. Fans can visit plus.nfl.com and sign up for a free trial of NFL Plus today. All right, Adam Rank, we got some more fan questions. You ready to power through these?
Let's do it.
All right, first on the docket, what is it? Fly it in. This one, do I start Jameis Winston over Aaron Rodgers for the rest of the year? That's spicy.
Not even a little bit. That's a classic overreaction. Plus, you know what? Like, honestly, Aaron Rodgers' history against the Chicago Bears has been very good.
What did he say? What did he say about him?
I don't know. He said, like, I lease something. I don't know. I sublet a place off of Wacker. I will say this. Like, angry Aaron Rodgers against the Bears on Sunday night. Like, how do you not start him? I won't as a Bears fan, but how would you not?
All right. So, no. You're starting Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers.
He was bad last year in week one.
He was terrible.
Just a weird thing. He'll be fine this week. More questions at the quarterback spot. Matt Ryan or Carson Wentz?
You know what? We talked about this earlier in the show. I had not looked at Carson. Carson Wentz has another good matchup. You saw what Jalen Hurts was able to do against the Lions last week. But I still believe in Matt Ryan. I don't know. I know a lot of people like to call him mid-Ryan. But I'm okay with him. I think he's a good player.
All right. So Matt Ryan, the slight edge over Carson Wentz. Both these guys, decent matchups this week, though. Jacob wants to know, is Mike Williams going to bounce back for the Chargers? We're still waiting to hear what's going to happen with Keenan Allen.
Yeah.
As a reminder, LA plays Kansas City Thursday night football. That's the huge thing. Probably not going to see Keenan Allen.
We've seen Keenan Allen in this situation against Kansas City where they put him out there as a decoy. And everybody was like, oh, like, should we play him? Should we not? And I'm like, I'm never going to go against Keenan Allen. And then he did get an end zone target. So that was cool. But we had Chase Daniel on Game Day Final. He's part of the cast of Game Day Final on Monday nights.
Awesome.
So I was peppering him last night. I'm like, first of all, Josh Palmer, DeAndre Carter. He would not tell me either one. I'm like, is Keenan going to play? Would not tell me. I'm like, what's the point of you being on the show if you're not going to give me inside scoop? I'm like, yeah, I won't say that you told me. But in any event, we don't really know. I think Mike Williams will be fine, though.
Yeah.
It's okay. And you know what? The Chargers, weirdly, play well in Kansas City. Kansas City owns. I want Patrick Mahomes this season to do an I own you to the Charger fans.
No.
But then there would have to be more Charger fans than Chiefs fans in that stadium. So
and that would just never happen. It would never happen. But Jacob, we feel fine. Mike Williams going to be fine in week two. Next one, can we start again?
We talked about this at the top of the show. I felt in the moment that I was having the worst fantasy week of all time. But I got bailed out by Mahomes in a league, Javonte Williams in a league. It was okay. There's some things that for Dak, if it meant that Dak was going to be healthy and we would have a healthy Dak and his thumb would be good, I would sign up for that. And maybe if we could go further back and the Cowboys not get rid of Amari Cooper, and if you go further back from that and maybe the Cowboys move on from Ezekiel Elliott and build around with other pieces, but then maybe go back to the 90s. No, I'm just kidding. What do I care? Yeah, I wish.
I'm Darren. Scrolling my Twitter because I like to tweet, and I have to just bring it up in this context because it was like, this has to be quite possibly like the worst starting fantasy lineup. Of course, I'm not going to find it now that I'm on the spot, but it was like, you know, had Dak Prescott, had Keenan Allen.
They stacked Dak and CeeDee Lamb with Keenan
Allen. Yeah, had like, CeeDee Lamb. It's like every single thing that could have gone wrong in week one did. But hey, it's fantasy football.
That, you know, the best part about that is that week one's a liar. You're going to rebound. You didn't draft terrible players. You might have run into some bad luck. And if it's one of those things where every one of your guys, like I looked at in my league of record, and you're like, every one of the guys were just putting up single-digit points. But you're like, they're not terrible players.
No.
Well, except for – no. And CeeDee Lamb's not a bad player. Like, it just was bad luck.
It was weird vibes. So, no, we can't start again.
It's all right.
But week two.
Maybe you got top pick in your waiver wire.
Yeah.
Use it that way.
Week two's a new beginning, Darren. And this last one. Was that the last one? That was the last one. That's a good one.
Let's ask more questions. I guess it's early. It's hard to really get too worked up. Because you're not going to drop guys.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We're talking about CeeDee Lamb. We're talking about Allen Robinson. You're not dropping them.
Right.
Like even like I'm not hesitating because I have a league where where the waiver wire resets every week. So it doesn't matter. And it's all based on where you finished. I won. So I'm probably not going to get Jeff Wilson. But like even the thought of dropping George Pickens, like, how do I want to do this? But then you're like, yeah, I should. I would for Jeff Wilson. But again, I'm not high enough in the waiver priority to get him. But yeah, like you have good players. Like unless it's a disaster, and unless somebody's hurt for a long time, like with Eli Mitchell or Dak Prescott, like you got to stick with your guys. Like you're okay. You'll
don't abandon the ship week one. That's no fun.
Yeah. Just let it go.
Rank, it's time for Don't At Me, Bro.
Don't at me.
We need our spiciest, boldest, craziest takes for week two. Give me something. You always bring the spice. You are pure sriracha all of the time.
Oh, yeah.
You know, give me something.
Let's go to my single, and I'm going to tell you guys right now that one of the leading receivers in fantasy football next week is going to be Hunter Renfro. There is no way. There is no way that they're going to watch the tape of what was going on last week and all the targets that went Devontae Adams' way. And we even predicted this. We said that the romance between Devontae Adams and Derek Carr is going to make – that's going to be like late night, after dark television. And that's going to make Cooper Kupp and Matthew Stafford look like the Hallmark Channel. And that's exactly what happened. But this week, they're going to rectify that mistake. Josh McDaniels is going to sit down with Derek Carr, and he's going to say, look, we have to spread the ball around. We have Darren Waller. We have Hunter Renfro. We cannot ignore these guys. And Hunter Renfro will be a top 10 fantasy wide receiver this week, especially against that Cardinals defense that was torched in week one.
Torched by my Kansas City Chiefs. I love it. We went from spicy and got weird with the Hallmark.
A lot of weirdness.
After hour.
That's me.
We know. You ready for mine?
I can't wait.
I think you're going to love it.
Oh, my gosh.
At the top of the show, you're like, I don't know. People are really hot on Carson Wentz. They saw what he did week one. And then you were like, well, he does have a good matchup. So I'm going full spice to say Carson Wentz is going to repeat. He's going to be like a top three fantasy quarterback this week. He has the Lions. Yeah, Jalen Hurts went out and balled out. He didn't have any passing touchdown. He rushed one in himself. But he had what? Almost 250 passing yards? I got to double check this. 243
good.
Passing yards.
Four touchdowns.
Carson Wentz is going to be absolutely lights out, dominant week two. I'm not saying you need to start him every single week. Week one against the Jags, he looked great. It was like, you know what, Doug Peterson? Let me show you something.
I love the boldness of it and everything, but at the same time, there's something about Carson Wentz where you're just like, yeah, is he going to do it again? Is he? I don't know. When he throws the ball, when he throws a pick left-handed, I don't want it to happen for your sake.
Yeah, please.
But do want to do a victory lap if he ends up like throwing four interceptions. It's kind of like it reminds me, like, I wonder if he's going to eventually, he's like a less charismatic Ryan Fitzpatrick. You know, like, there will be spots where you're like, this is the greatest quarterback I've ever seen in my life. And then you're like, oh, that's right. This is why he's been on 13 teams. Like, if I like Carr, I feel bad saying that too. But like Carr, like, I don't know. He's got to like develop a vibe. Like, I did appreciate that he came out with the rusty, like the Nick Papa Giorgio outfit when he was introduced by the Commanders. But at the same time, like, I don't know. I don't know if I could. I'm not ready to be hurt again.
Yeah. You've just got to find a little bit more swag, and then maybe we can fully commit.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. He's already got a beard. Like, I don't know. Dye his hair black and just be like crazy. Like, yeah. Like,
Dye the beard black too?
If he just dyed the beard black, kept the red hair, but dyed his beard black, I would be all in on Carson Wentz because that would just be a baller move. Let's make that happen.
Please don't.
Somebody Photoshop that. I want to see Carson Wentz with a black beard, just Hollywood Hogan style. Just go crazy. It's not in his character, but we need him to step out of his character.
God, maybe
that's why he's on his fourth team.
Maybe he's going to listen to this. And if he does
love
that.
Him. And he's such a nice guy. I feel bad, but I would tell him this.
If he does that, I will stand Carson Wentz to the end of my days.
This is the kind of stuff
I
tell Florio all the time. Like, go full heel. Go rogue.
Sound advice from your very own Adam Reich. You guys, that's going to do it for us today on NFL Fantasy Q&A. But be sure to continue to send us your questions all season long over at NFL Fantasy. You can catch us every Tuesday and Friday streaming in the NFL Fantasy app and the NFL channel or on demand afterwards. Also, while you're there, make sure you subscribe to NFL Fantasy Football Show podcast, and you can find us in the podcast feed. So go ahead and check it out. That's going to do it for us here. Any parting words, Adam Rank, ahead of week two? Got a sexy Thursday night football matchups, another exciting slate of week two games. Any parting wisdom?
I would say enjoy the chaos. And if it didn't work out well for you in week one, you're bound to bounce back. Yeah, that's really the NFL is. You're not as bad as you look. You're not as good as you look. You're probably somewhere in the middle. Regression works both ways. So just chill out. You'll be good.
And for you, Carson Wentz, dye that beard black.
Dye the beard
black.
And
all will be well, so cool. My friend. For Kimmy Trex and Adam Rank, we'll see you next Tuesday.
You go into your shower feeling tired. But as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful. Listen to A Really Good Cry on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.